pet, pet. Two best friends who love to chat. Oh, what it's like to be an ant. Those who pant. Those who ant.
Hello, and welcome to Those Who Ant, the podcast that helps you see the world through ant-colored glasses. My name is Aunt Pat.
And I'm Auntie Mags.
Mags. Oh, my God. It's been such a big week because we've been together in person.
It's been amazing. This is our second ever podcast in person.
It's like we never left each other's side, really, because... Yeah. I mean, it is because it's been a horrible year, a miserable, horrible year of existential crises, but also...
And loneliness.
Oh, so lonely. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I know you're feeling better. How are you doing? What's going on?
Oh, my God. I'm feeling so good. So Josie, as you know, is the coolest person that I happen to know besides you.
Oh, yeah. She's like if you had a letter jacket, but it was cool as a person walking around.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Very athletic, very preppy, but very cute and kind. Yuck. She's not a jerk.
No.
But she introduced me to a recording artist that I don't know if I'm legally supposed to like, but I love.
Is it Yanni?
No. Live at Red Rocks was an album that I did like, though. But no, it's Olivia Rodrigo. Have you ever heard of this child sing?
No, I didn't know we could listen to children sing.
That's what I'm saying. Legally, I didn't think I was allowed.
Right.
This child is wise. She is a wise little girl, and she is good at music.
What
and
does I'll she tell you sing what, about? She's so wise.
She sings one called Driver's License. And you think it's very, you're like, oh, it's, you know, kind of reductive and, you know, whatever. And then you listen to it and it's like, you said we'd be in love forever. And now I got my driver's license and all I do is drive past your house and I'm alone.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, I'm excited and I know you're going to play it for me at some point. But also, you know, sometimes like this, it makes me sad because I spent, you know, those years, you know, chewing on my own hair and staring into the sun, you know, and like... riding roller skates while reading on dead-end streets.
That is very true. All these things are probably pretty true. I don't know about the sun stare, but probably the rest of them are very true.
So, you know, it's like I have a resentment, you know, and I'm trying to be better about being a little bit older and not resent young people for being smart and brilliant and doing all this stuff. But it's hard. I'm just going to acknowledge for any of you listening who are my age or older, hello, and I see you, that sometimes that's what crops up. I get a little defensive and I think, you know what? You don't know anything, but I know that's my defense mechanism.
Yeah. So the story is, I think she's on some sort of show, and she was on a show with a boy who may or may not be gay. Okay. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you are gay, happy Pride. We love you.
Absolutely.
If you need us, we're here. We love you so much. But anyways, he may or may not be gay. There's rumors. He may or may not have cheated on her. There's rumors. And so she got her heart broken.
Okay.
And because they were doing this like a Disney show. This child is wise and she has been hurt and she has some scars and she wants to sing about them.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to give it a listen. You know, I should, you know. That's what they say, or is that something that I say? But, you know, you don't want to get inflexible, you know, when you get a little bit older, and I need more young things. Like, what was the other thing, Tic Tac?
Yeah, you need to get on Tic Tac because...
I kind of want to, you know, and I know no one's going to watch it, but if I'm just on there, you know, forcing myself to learn new things.
Yeah, the two of us should do it.
Okay, let's get on Tic Tac.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to let you, Josie, maybe set it up for us because I wouldn't know how to do it.
Josie's going to have to do it. Okay. And she'll have to teach us some of those dances.
Oh, God.
That's what they all do, dances and stuff.
Okay. Well, all right.
Anyways, you know who I'd love to hear if this person has listened to Olivia Rodrigo? Or if she even cares to listen to people who are younger than her, music-wise or otherwise, is our guest today.
Absolutely. I can't wait to get her take because I love her takes.
I'll tell you what she's got.
Huh?
They're hot takes.
Oh, I love it when they're hot like that.
Yeah. That's what Joe says, hot takes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, our brand is room temperature takes. We've always said that. But I feel like your takes are going to be so hot. Ladies and gentlemen, mostly ladies. But however you identify, especially in Pride, be yourself. We love you. Welcome to the podcast, Aunt Tammy. Tam, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my gosh. We're doing so good. It's so good to see you.
Oh, God. Same.
Oh.
Are you a portrait? Because you are frozen in time, my friend. You have, I mean, just your skin glowing.
Oh, I thought you meant the screen was frozen. You think my skin
No.
That's what I thought, too.
You're glowing. You're like, I don't know, aliens that touch down from Earth and you just got to glow around you. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Thank you so much. You know, first of all, so are you. Your skin looks radiant. I think you're aging backwards.
Oh, like Ben.
Ben Button.
Ben.
Ben Button.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that movie. Imagine. Best 5 hours of my life.
Oh, absolutely. You know, wait, how long was it?
I think like 5 hours.
Oh. Did you do it to, did you watch it in full, like the regular way, and then watch it in reverse to see him age normally?
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that what everybody's supposed to do?
I don't know. I never saw it.
I only saw, I wanted to see him as a baby, so I went to the end.
Is that how it goes?
I don't know, but I just hit fast forward until I saw him as a baby, because I thought, who's going to marry this baby?
Yeah.
You know what? That makes me wonder, when he dies, he's like a baby, but does he just like poof? Does he become a fetus? Like what happens?
Oh,
does
God.
He reverse into a zygote? Like what's
that
going on?
That age old question, right? Because then it's, does he zip right back up somebody's pee
hole? Yeah, does he have to crawl inside his mother to pass?
He's got to go inside his mother to pass and then back inside the ding dong that shot him out in the first
ding
place.
Dong, yeah.
Okay.
They're dead, though, right? So,
yeah.
Like, what's, and like, he's adopted.
Yeah. This is like a horror movie.
Yeah.
I would love to see
Ben Button, but like, oh, he's on his deathbed, and then all of a sudden, he just keeps getting smaller, a clump of cells, and then he's inside, he has to go dig up his parents.
Oh, God.
With his non-existent arms.
Oh, God, this is, I never saw this movie, but now it feels like a horror film.
Jordan Peele, honestly.
Get him on it. I love him.
Now, which one's that again?
He's the one that did Get Out, which I thought was going to be a comedy inspired by Elaine from Seinfeld. Because you know how she used to always go, get out. And I thought,
wow.
Oh, God, finally Elaine's getting a do. And it was. It was actually about racial. There was a lot of racial messaging. Like, you know, white people are bad, which we fully agree with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I like Get Out. Is it about houseguests?
Well, there's a boy that comes home to meet what's-her-name's parents.
Oh, is he a
remember
houseguest?
Remember the daughter of, she's the daughter of that one guy who lied about the news.
Oh.
Bryant Williams.
Bryant
Williams.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta watch this.
Yeah.
It's really good. My favorite is the cereal scene. Symbolism. Surreal.
Oh, I love that.
Kind of insane.
Okay.
When you said surreal, is that just a different way to pronounce cereal?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Canada.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Okay, cool.
I love their donuts.
Canadian donuts?
They have different donuts?
Tim Horton.
Oh, Tim Horton, yeah.
Oh, yes.
He does coffee, too.
Well, I don't know. I've only done those donuts.
Yeah, he does. Now, listen, have you ever gone on Tic Tac?
I've been on it a few times, but I'm afraid of it. I really more have the Twitters.
Okay. Well, first of all, what makes you afraid? And secondly, what are you doing on Twitters? Tell us.
Right, well, A, I'm scared because every time I open it, something's singing at me, just kind of without me touching anything. All I gotta do is open that app and it's like, wow! You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and that frightens me because I'm like, I don't know what's on there. What if it's people doing it? I don't want to be on the train just screaming porn on accident.
Is there porn on there?
I don't know, but that's my fear.
Okay.
So I don't touch it.
That's reasonable. That's reasonable.
That would be interesting, though. Wouldn't it be porn, you know, in that format or whatever?
It'd be so fast. Isn't that the thing? It's like very fast.
Oh, that's how I like it, though. Why are we taking
very
so
quick.
Much time?
No, tantric. I like long, like 4 hours. I like to make an afternoon, maybe a weekend of it.
Make it nice. Yeah, make it that's my thing too. I don't know about a weekend, but yeah, make it an event.
Yeah.
It should
so
like
what's Tetris? How's that?
Tetris is that game from Nintendo.
Well, she just said she likes to do it with like Tetris. What is Tetris?
Tantric?
Sex?
Tantric
yeah.
sex?
Yeah, what's that?
I think it's just really long. I don't know. I heard it on American Pie once, but it was the Comedy Central version.
Oh,
and I
that's
think it's
the
like
one that's
just long sex.
That's the one that Sting does.
Stinged you?
Sting does. The singer. I almost said the stinger. That guy that was in the police. Was he in the police?
He was a cop?
Abolish.
Yes.
Abolish that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they did abolish it, because then he just became on his own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they did abolish the police.
Yeah.
And then he became, and then he did that horrible Desert Rose song.
Oh,
That Seal does?
Yes.
No, wait, no.
No.
Seal is the one that got a kiss from a rose.
Oh.
Sting did a Desert Rose. You remember where he was like, and dream away, hilly, hilly. Remember that one?
No.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
I hate that song.
It.
Is that the one that's like, sail away,
No. That's Eminem. No, that can't be right.
Oh, the rapper did the Sail Away song?
No,
there's whale sounds in it.
They should do a compilation of those two songs and Jewel, just like all the yodels. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Remember I would Jewel? Love to listen to that.
Yeah. Oh. Exactly. Wow. Exactly. You know what this reminds God. Me of? It reminds me of, because we were playing a game, that's how we all met, and I remember Mags was singing, and she was making people guess what it was. Remember, Tam?
Oh, do I? I heard that singing, and I said, okay, new best friend, right there.
Oh, actually, before we get into that, would you mind telling everybody, Tam, how we met?
Oh, my God, of course. I like to watch adult LGBTQ softball league games. I do not play. I like to watch the games. I don't support the MLB, only the LGBTQA+. Okay. Yeah. So I was at a game. I heard you singing in the dugout, and I said, wow, new friend. That's how I met y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got that day. I mean, the music's in me. It's so is softball. And I do say that but because I love the sport, but also because there's a fibroid cyst the size of a softball in my uterus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I just say that's on brand. Is that make sense?
Yeah.
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 Softball's in me, you know?
That's incredible.
But yeah, geez, when you walked up, which song was I singing? Because I know I got a couple in my repertoire.
Yeah. I think it was Alanis.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The Alanis.
Yeah, uh-huh. I was like, swallow, head down, what a jagged little pill.
Oh, man, I love it because it's so good on so many levels. Your rendition, also it's the titular song of the album, and it lives on. That album is just, wow.
It's terrific.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
By the way, I was so glad that you ended up playing for me. I know you went to go watch the game, but I'm so bad at, what do you call it when your eyes and your hands have to work together?
Softball.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you clocked the fact that I didn't know what I was doing and I was very afraid.
Mm-hmm. I got you, girl. Yeah, I went in there. You were shaking. I said, you know what? Tag me in, okay?
Yeah.
And I have an unspoken rule with the league of if somebody needs it, I will tap them out and I'll sit in, you know,
where needed. You were already wearing
cleats. Yeah. Yeah, no, I love to come prepared. You never know, you know? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I dress up in case they need me.
Well, yeah, right. That's a smart rule, you know. Plus, that dirt from the field, it gets everywhere, so it's just smart to wear cleats, you know?
Thank you. I agree. I mean, I do get in trouble because it's, you know, they're spiked. They're not meant for softball, but...
Yeah, they're metal.
You know, they're metal, yeah.
Yeah,
also, nobody messes with me.
Yeah, that's right, because you wear those out and about.
Yeah, Walmart gets really angry about it, but you know what? They're Walmart. I can do what I want there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's their thing, right? Isn't that their whole thing?
I think it means, isn't their slogan... Just do what you want here.
Yeah. Do what you want here. It's Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who endorses who, them or Monster Energy drinks. It's kind of a catch-all, I guess.
Yeah, I think one hand washes the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, two hands.
Yeah.
That's...
How would you wash your hands if one wasn't washing the other?
With your face or...
Oh, yeah, with your face.
Kind of like shaking it really fast.
Yeah.
Right.
You'd have to shake it super fast, yeah.
Sometimes it just makes me interested. Where did we get these phrases from? Like, you can't wash... Mags, what did you just say? You said one hand washes the other.
Yeah.
And where did that come from?
Honestly, I think I know it. A lot of these phrases come from gay culture.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, like in ancient Greece, one hand washes the other is like a gay man thing, whereas a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Yeah.
Is a lesbian sex act. So I think a lot of it comes from ancient Greece gay culture.
That's amazing.
Original pride.
So is the first one bathhouse stuff?
I would think so, yeah.
Bette Midler.
Oh, I love From a Distance.
The world looks blue. And green. Remember what that is, the most requested song in 1991.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic year. I mean...
Aside from, like, Operation Desert Shield.
Oh, was that the same time?
Yeah, that's why it was the most requested song, because we were going into war.
When are we not at war? This country needs to get it together. Focus up. We've got enough problems on our own hands.
Actually, it's funny that you say that, because, Tammy, that's what you said when you were tapping Pat out. As you ran into the softball game, focus up. We got enough problems on our own hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was holding a hot dog. You're like, focus on the hot dog that you bought. I'm going to play for you.
Because
I was trying to eat and play at the same time.
There was a lot going on, you know? in your hands, in your head, in my head, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to tag in, focus on what you focus on, you know?
Yeah. You're a fantastic player, by the way. I loved sitting there watching you both play. You were just fantastic.
Wow. Thank you. I mean, not to brag, but when I was 9, I was hitting 80-mile-per-hour fastballs.
At 9?
So, at 9, yeah.
Holy cow, Tim.
That's why I... Yeah, well, you know, my nieces and nephews don't like it when I make them do that, but they'll learn. They'll learn to hit that 80-mile-per-hour fastball. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like Mr. Miyagi stuff. That's wax on, wax off. You got to learn it before you can actually do it.
Yeah, they're getting there.
That was confusing for you?
Well, you said you got to learn it before you can do it. No, it makes sense now, yeah.
Yeah, here's the thing I'm going to say. If you're shooting 80-mile-an-hour fastballs at somebody... They're going to learn real quick how to swing and hit it so it doesn't hit them. At that point, it's a defense mechanism, I have to imagine.
Oh, yeah. They're never in the red zone. They're always, you know, they're familiar. It's like jumping in the deep end versus dipping your toes in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Were you the kind of aunt? I could get a picture of this. Were you the kind of aunt who was just throwing kids in the deep end?
Yeah. Well, only if they could already swim.
Oh, okay.
Or had floaties. No. I wouldn't. I mean, I'm crazy, but I'm also safe. Does that make sense?
Yes, because you're an aunt. Because only Funkles can be crazy without safety involved.
Absolutely.
They don't have one concern.
All of the Funkles floaties are like decorative novelty ones.
Yeah.
You know, they're not like...
They're filled with sand or something. It's like for jokes.
Yeah, the jokes, the novelty, like, you need a good floaty. You need like a... endorsed, you know, by a society that keeps kids safe or something.
Yeah, what's that guy who's real good swimming?
Michael Phillips.
Yes, Michael Phillips.
Is that him?
Captain Phillips.
Captain Phillips. Because he was captain of the team that year.
Oh, that's right. Ugh.
He's good, that guy.
What about Sully? Yeah, was he a good swimmer? Is that why he landed on the water? Because he knew he could swim?
He knew he would be good.
Hmm.
You know who I do not appreciate is Ryan Loki. His last display, I was like, you tricked me all those times before, but now I see you. You know what I mean?
He's the one that lied about being robbed or whatever, right?
Yeah. He was just being a menace. And he's being a punk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Making Americans look bad. Guess what, Ryan Loki? We don't need your help.
Yeah, thank you so
much. Yeah.
The Olympics are coming up, and I am very excited for them.
Why are we doing them?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like we should do them, but I'm excited for them.
Sure.
I'm interested. I don't know anything about anything. Sometimes I like to watch and be like, man, this is this person's dream. It's going to happen, or it's not, right in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
That
Who else
is.
Do you get to look and like watch their dreams either happen or crumble? Crazy.
Oh, that's a very interesting way of looking at it. I never thought that.
It feels like every single day. Like if you go to a Starbucks or whatever, you very slowly see that happen in real time.
Oh, but that's over the course of...
Right.
Of a long time.
You're not seeing it like in a momentary. You're just seeing a slow... I include myself in this. Just day to day, you see someone's dream die. Just very, very slowly in the course of a lifetime. Tim, you're great at softball. You're a natural athlete.
Thank you.
If you had to... play a sport in the Olympics that isn't softball, what would you want to do? Like, whether or not you would be good at it, what would be fun for you?
Ooh, fun. For me, I think shot put and discus.
So good at shot put, discus, and the one where they spin real fast with that hammer.
Oh, ooh, Thor. I don't know what that one is.
Hammer toss. It's Thor, yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I like it because it's like we're Neanderthals, but we're also twirling. And I think that's kind of my gender identity.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know what I mean?
So nice. It's very clear in your mind's eye. I do have to tell you, I dated a boy in high school who threw shot put. And one time he was holding the shot put above his head. And it rolled off of his palm and hit him in the head.
Did he die?
Oh, my God.
No. It made him better.
No. Really?
Well,
wow.
You know what? It made him less egotistical.
Maybe it knocked him right on the... Which one is it? Hypothalamus? That just controls your personality or whatever? What if one bonk on the head with that real big heavy thing just made him less of a dick?
He was
a nice person. Oh, my God. Ladies.
I don't want him to think, you know, I think it just helps young men in general. Now, this is how people turn off the program. But I got to say, some people, a little knock in the head by accident... They do it to themselves, might improve their outlook on life.
You know, I gotta say, in my high school, the net for shot put and discus was cloth. It was a cloth net instead of an actual fence. There were many accidents, so I feel I feel his pain. Not me personally, but I've seen it happen.
A net?
You know what I mean?
Like it had to go over the net for it to be a
like fit? A basketball net. So like, you know, shot put discus, behind it there's like a gate.
Yeah.
So if the person releases, yeah, so if like you're throwing discus and you release it too quick, it hits the fence.
Like but my trampoline that I didn't get the netting with my trampoline.
Yeah, she got a trampoline. She was on Ambien doing some shopping, and then she got a trampoline, and then she was drunk tramping.
Drunk tramping?
Yeah, she broke
New Orleans,
shoulder.
Huh?
Oh, no, this one was at a house.
I love New Orleans.
It's a great city. So I've never been, but I love, oh, yeah, love shot put. Anyways, a kid did get hit in the head with a discus once at my school.
Because there was no net, because there was a net instead of.
Because it was. Yep, yeah, it was crazy.
That's
I quit
foolish.
Right after. I said, I don't want that. Yeah.
I'm glad that he didn't hit himself with it. Because I think maybe the physical injury wasn't that bad, but the emotional injury was much worse. That he'd hit him. How do you hit your, you know, people were asking, how does that even happen, right?
It was shot put?
He was holding it in between. He was holding it above his head like this.
That's on him.
Ow.
Oh, that's, it was definitely on him.
Ow.
It landed right on him.
You know which one, Tam, I thought you were going to say? Which Olympic one? You know the one where they're on skis, but for some reason they're also allowed to shoot guns?
What?
Can I
change my answer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You know, I don't like skiing because I feel like it's a white people thing of we don't have enough danger, so let's invent some.
Yeah.
Let's go hurl our bodies down a mountain, right? But that, with a gun and your ski, that sounds insane. And is that a Bond movie? Where do they get that?
It does sound like it, right? Where what with the evil lairs in the mountains? It does sound like one. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I thought you were going to say for sure I don't like guns, but it turned out to be skiing. And I also don't like skiing because, you know, I grew up very poor and that was something that the rich kids did. So I was, I was just like, oh, excuse the shit out of me. Sorry, I can't afford your sport.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, it sticks down a mountain. Why is it expensive? Insane.
Thank you very
much. Insane.
It shouldn't cost that much for you to fall.
No. Invented danger, make it free. It's already danger. You know what I mean?
I can fall for free in the snow anytime I want.
I feel like.
And I do.
Yeah, me too.
I wish that I had whatever that quality is, because someone a very long time ago said, oh, look, it's snowed, and we're on a hill. Let's charge people to use the hill. I feel like that's how you accumulate wealth, but my brain doesn't work like that, because I wouldn't look outside and be like, how can I monetize outside, you know?
Right.
I'm just over here slowly going to live under a bridge.
Mm, like trolls.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then they monetize too. You know what I mean?
And stuff.
Yeah. So I mean,
there's a toll. I forgot.
That's the whole thing with living under a bridge. Is you're kind of the gatekeeper.
I think a thing that.
But instead of money, it's like verbal games, right?
Yeah, riddles and stuff, but I guess you could pay a toll. But why do they call it a toll bridge and not a troll bridge? And now that makes
Thank
me
you.
Mad.
That's another movie.
Which one?
Wow.
A troll bridge. The movie. That feels like an animated movie.
And then the troll learns something and lets people pass for free. It's really about transportation, Pete Buttigieg, and making it accessible, Pete Buttigieg. Okay?
Yeah, that's a good... I think he does listen to this podcast. I think he's one of our 15. So get any messages you want to him because he's a big supporter.
The one we're thinking
All right.
of?
No.
Pete Buttigieg?
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about the one that we got the merch from and then I immediately sent it back?
Yeah.
Oh.
You sent it back?
Oh, you know, for about 5 minutes, I thought, oh, I'm a
Buttigieg?
I'm a Buttigieg.
Buttighead?
Yeah, I'm a Buttighead. I'm a Pete head. And then, you know, he said a lot of nonsense. And then of course, that's when the tote arrived. And I tried, you know, I sent it back to the address. I don't know how that works, but I just, you know, I have to accept. Elizabeth Warren was always going to be the gal for me.
Me
you know?
Too.
Yeah.
You know?
Reinvent the wheel.
An amen.
Yeah.
And right. amen. You know what I mean? Pete Buttigieg.
I think the thing about him was I was like, okay, you taught yourself another language so you could read Lord of the Rings or whatever. Get the
that's
hell
what he
over
did.
Yourself.
He did that?
Yes. Right?
What?
Which language was it? Do you remember?
Oh,
Tolkien?
Dutch?
It was something so... It was something
Dutch?
So beyond the pale of what language, even a romance, like, it wasn't even a romance language, I don't think. He taught himself to read something that was completely foreign to us, not to them. Good for you all the way. If you're listening to this and you thought, who would learn Dutch? get out of this podcast, see yourself out, because we support everybody in all their languages.
But yeah, he did do that.
Mm. But he learned Dutch so he could read Lord of the Rings.
I feel like it was, yeah, wasn't it Lord of the Rings?
You know, you've lost me. And I
really?
A little bit. Like, I'm here, I'm in the sidecar, but I don't have the map anymore.
Right? It flew right out.
It did. The you first know, thing that happened, yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I did learn a lot about Mormon vernacular when I was reading Twilight. So, I think I get it. I don't agree with Buttigieg on much, but I think I understand.
Wait, are they Mormons in that vampire movie book?
Oh, it's all of it is Mormon allegory. I grew up in a Mormon town, okay?
Okay.
And there's, if you look through the book, CTR rings are a thing with Mormons, right?
What's
choose the right. It means choose the right. It's like a promise ring.
Okay.
This is real, by the way.
I just caught a glimpse of the two of us, and our mouths were wide open listening to this. We were listening truly with bated breath. So please continue and never stop telling us this.
Choose the right. It's a promise ring that you'll always choose the right thing, which means that you don't have sex if you're Mormon before marriage and you don't drink caffeine and all that stuff. But it's in the book. If you look in the books, you can see it. Choose the right. It's like, and it's all capitalized when it's not supposed to be, and it's like a thing. But, you know, when Edward leaves Bella, that's also like a Mormon thing. It's supposed to represent his mission.
So that's when he goes, that's when Edward leaves, and he's like, hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
The most amazing book.
But it's New Dawn.
But it's New Dawn, and it's the Voltaire, yeah, and he's going there. Uh-huh.
You know, again, my apologies. I'm not trying to offend anyone.
Sure.
But what's going on with organized religion? What's
oh, and that I am trying to offend.
Here?
It's power, I think, for a lot of it. I don't know.
No, that does make sense.
I'm mostly but you know, I wash my hand with the other hand of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a great use of that. I love. I'm going to start using that. You know what? I wash my hand of the other hand of that.
What does the werewolf represent in Mormons?
Oh, is that
non-Mormons? The underwear?
You ever see the underwear?
Wait,
that Mitt
the
Romney?
Underwear?
Did you ever see that?
What?
Oh God, Mormon underwear? For real?
Hold on. No, I know all about that.
Yeah, it's messed up.
That's real.
Although and now I funny, feel like people are wearing those jumpsuits and those like one piece, whatever that
rompers.
Mormon underwear might be looking. That could be a summer outfit now.
We should, if we're gonna appropriate any culture and change it, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's get Mormon underwear, turn it into rompers, hot girl summer. Okay.
Yes.
It's also flame retardant.
Is it?
Some of them are, and people are like, my underwear saved me. And it's like, honey, it's the fabric. That's what it was. But yeah.
Well, you know, because women are trying to always be killed by people, most women's underwear is extremely flammable and sheets and stuff. Did you know that? So maybe the Mormons, what if that's the thing they got really right? And caffeine, because it does dehydrate you, but I drink it like crazy.
I love caffeine.
Yeah, me too.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I won't get pregnant because
of caffeine?
I love caffeine too much. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, my sister, when she was pregnant with Jose, her coffee craving, or her pregnancy craving was coffee. She would make a coffee, but she would do half. She said, her doctor said she was allowed one cup of regular coffee a day. So she would make half calf so she could have two cups.
Oh, smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know what I would do without coffee, honestly.
No. I mean, I'm hanging on by a thread as it is.
Yeah, and it's also, that's a patriarchy. I bet you any money, caffeine isn't even bad for people that when they're pregnant. I bet that's a patriarchy being like, oh, you got to do this because we said so. Meantime, we're going to live in a completely unaffected life by your pregnancy.
Right?
We should really investigate all of that, honestly.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
We should reinvestigate what's good for pregnants.
Yeah.
Now, Tam, you don't have your own kids.
No.
Any interest in having, like, now you've got, of course, your nieces, nephews, and niblings, but you know,
and
no interest in that, yeah?
Well, I do. I mean, I want my own kids, but only if I can take my X chromosome and my partner's X chromosome and put them together.
Yeah.
And make a kid that way.
Yeah.
Which they've done in rats, and then once it worked, they stopped research. You can look that up, 2004.
That seems like a way to keep lesbians down.
It is, and that is the patriarchy to me.
Yeah. And you know
what
else?
This science works.
I thought I wanted to have kids too. It turns out my baby make is going to be ripped right out of me.
Wow.
They're going to just pull it out.
Well, maybe they could, like, Tam, do you think I told Mags, if, you know, when they take everything out, it's going to be a warm, damp place. They could put a baby in there and you could have the experience. Like if it was very small, they could stick it in there a few hours, and then
stick it in there raw.
Oh, raw, very not cooked.
Like just a raw fetus, just kind of in the hole where your uterus was.
Yeah, no.
Does it make the rest of my organs go weird places once they take out the ones?
That's a really good question. I mean, Pangea happened. I think anything could shift, right?
Oh, my God. Plate tectonics.
That's true.
Was that because of plate tectonics?
Maybe there was another piece, and Earth had a hysterectomy, and now look at us.
Oh, my God, a hysterectomy.
Now we're seven separate countries.
Hey, Tam.
Yeah.
So there's all this news about aliens, right?
Oh, I love that.
Have you seen that? That they're saying that they're real and they're happening?
I've caught whispers of it.
It's on the news.
I haven't investigated, but I believe that. I've seen some, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What?
Yeah, I've seen some. I've seen some aliens.
Where?
Arizona.
Oh.
Mesa, Arizona. If you've ever been to Mesa, Arizona, there have been many sightings. Some people want to say it was the GM plant running tests, but I don't think that is true. I think it's real. That was real aliens, especially if they're coming out saying the aliens are happening. Who said that? Joe Biden?
No, it was like
the Navy. Navy Air Force. It happened during the pandemic, and basically the U.S. military was like, "Yep, these are real," but everything was such a shit show that everybody glossed right over it.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just in the news a lot now. And I have to tell you, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the idea that GM could make something that would go above ground, I mean, they can barely make anything that goes forward and backward. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I grew up in a GM household. And you know what? Made in America is great. But also, Americans need to get their shit together. Mm-hmm. Watch Gung-Ho and then get back to me.
Gung-Ho is a good documentary.
I mean, Norm didn't want to make the cars good, and that attitude just kept going.
Yeah. I can't believe they got Michael Keaton to be in that documentary.
The only GM doc I watch is the Toontown one. That's about GM.
Toontown? Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
You know, the Roger Rabbit? That one.
I love Who Framed Roger Rabbit, because that's a perfect film noir. Did you guys know that?
Oh, yes.
It's got all the pieces. Drunk detective, femme fatale, you know, murder mystery.
Mexican bullets.
I see your Who Framed Roger Rabbit is perfect noir, and I raise you the Maltese Falcon Rugrats episode. Also a perfect noir.
Oh, I never knew there was one, because I think it's, that's a little bit younger than me.
Yeah, you're younger than us, Tim.
What? No.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I don't want to say numbers out loud, but I feel comfortable.
Yeah, because I remember Rugrats. I remember there was a thing where somebody called somebody a dumb baby. That's that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that a little bit, but I didn't watch it. But there was a Maltese Falcon Rugrats.
It was a noir episode, yeah.
They let those kids smoke?
Replaced it with like lollipops or something like that. They kiddified it, of course.
Okay.
You know.
They were drinking Kool-Aid and smoking.
They were drinking
pops.
Bottles. Yeah.
Okay.
They were drunk off of milk, stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
No.
But yeah, Toontown is about GM Motors.
Is it really?
Huh. Yeah, look it up. Uh-huh.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Because I love that movie. And if there's something deeper to it.
There is. It's about how they GM bought out all the L.A. Transit.
Oh,
early
right.
on,
the clover,
gutted
the
it.
Yeah. Cloverleaf
put in
out
freeways.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right.
I did know that. I just didn't know it was GM.
No, they killed that shoe.
Yeah.
They killed the shoe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they murdered it. You know, and it was so sad because I thought this is just murder, and they're all squeaking. They don't. You know, isn't it interesting in films like that where I'm like, all the cartoons speak English except for the shoes, the sword even sang.
It's like Goofy having a dog.
Yes.
Where it's like, what? Who's the script supervisor? Why did this get made?
Well, does Goofy have a dog? Did he have a dog in the Goofy movie, or are we talking Pluto? A mouse has a dog. It doesn't, none of it makes sense.
A mouse
has
a
what's going on with the dogs?
A mouse has
a wife.
But they're not married. They're not officially married.
Oh, they're living in sin?
If you go to Toontown, although RIP, I think they took it down to Disney World. But if you went to Toontown, there was a Mickey's house and there was a Minnie's house. And never the twain.
Are they living in sin? Do they do sex?
I don't know. But Mickey is an uncle. He's got two nephews, Morty and Ferdy.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Mickey has two nephews, Morty and Ferdy.
Ferdy.
Yeah, like Ferdy. Short for Ferdinand, I think.
Oh.
Mortimer and Ferdinand.
Oh.
Mickey's original.
I thought
original.
You were talking like Fergalicious.
Oh, Fergalicious Def. Mickey's original name was Mortimer, and Walt Disney's wife.
Like The Sims?
From what?
The Sims?
No.
It's like one of the pre-made Sims.
Was they
Mortimer? Mortimer Time, and he's like the rich one.
Really?
You ever play The Sims?
Now, was he a dad, or did they call him Father Time?
Oh, he was a dad. He was like a single dad. His wife's ghost was kind of around. I don't know. It was The Sims in the early 2000s. So.
Okay. But no. He wasn't a Sim. So originally Walt Disney invented Mickey Mouse. His name was Mortimer Mouse. And Walt Disney's wife, Lily, was like, hey, just so you know, nobody's going to find this mouse named Mortimer relatable. Make it a cuter name. And he changed it to Mickey. So Mickey's full name is Mickey Mortimer Mouse.
That's bizarre.
Any kind
of credit. Is racist? Where's her credit?
She probably was.
Yeah, was she anti-Semitic? Like, changing it from Morty to Mickey feels like saying, like, Hanukkah's canceled.
Why?
I think that Mortimer is a name that possibly, in my own mind, might be a name. Okay, I'm going to stop. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Well, it makes me... So, Morty Mouse makes me think if that was the timeline, you know, what would Rick and Morty, what would that be? Because it'd be Rick and Mickey? What the hell? That wouldn't happen.
Well, isn't Rick and Morty a play on Doc and Marty from Back to the Future?
Huh?
Doc Brown and Marty McFly. It's Rick and Morty. That's why one of them's like an old eccentric doctor, and the other one is like a young guy.
Is this a deli?
A deli?
Rick and Morty, what's that?
There is a deli. Oh, yeah, but this is different. There's a cartoon that Jost watches it. It's called Rick and Morty.
Very grotesque.
And I was like, why is one of them a scientist and the other one's a kid? And then I had to Google it. I had to go on Yahoo and Google it for me. And she said that is based on Doc Brown and Marty McFly, which, of course, she didn't know as well, but I did.
And they own a deli?
Yeah, I think they own a deli.
Wow.
But you know that deli, don't take money.
What do they take?
They take
chips.
They take the power of love, I think. They accept it.
Oh, wow.
Tam.
Yeah.
Now, you are an aunt, and we always like to ask people, what is some advice you might have about being an aunt?
Yeah, well, I mean, take us to your happy place, take us to your nieces and nephews, or nibblings.
Oh, of course. Yeah, well, you know, I love being an aunt. I think one of the greatest things and greatest pieces of advice I can give is buy them off. You know what I mean?
Oh, same.
Toys are pretty cheap. You know, get them while they're young. Get them a bunch of toys.
Mm-hmm.
Instant status in the kid mind, right?
Yeah.
Instant aunt, right? So buy them toys. Buy them stuff, right? Do stuff the parents wouldn't do. Give them sugar. I'm going to see them, once every few months?
Mm-hmm.
A lollipop every couple months, all right? They can relax, right? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I got a niece and a nephew named Brick and Breck. Which my jerk sister, those were my names, and I was a fool in telling her those were if I had kids, those were the names I would choose, and she took them. But whatever.
Brick and Breck.
Brick and Breck with
Breck.
An E,
like the shampoo.
Breck. That's a shampoo.
There was a shampoo named called Breck.
Oh, it worked so good, but I think it had like asbestos in it or something.
Something bad. It had something.
Oh,
bad.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
See, I got it from episode of Barney where they said I don't even remember what the episode is, but sometimes Barney information comes into my mind as though I'm like a CIA agent who's been actified.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Activated.
Yeah. Activated.
That's the word.
Actified. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actified.
I like that yogurt.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Actified yogurt is so good. It's a bathroom yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I love it. Tastes good. Oh my God.
It does taste good.
Take out a whole step for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Put it right in there. Get a fridge.
So I can really relate to what you said because the only way the kids pay any attention to me is being able to get stuff out of me. Now, does that work for you? Because, you know, I'll give Tina and Jeremy money and et cetera, but sometimes it really doesn't help. But it sounds like maybe you give in gifts to the kids. You feel like you got a good relationship with them? Do they like you? Do they call you?
Well, our relationship is like we're frenemies, you know? Like, I love them. We get along. We also fight,
right.
You know?
Right.
We're very similar, me and the kiddos. Mm-hmm. You know, so we butt heads in that way, but also we're very egotistical. So we do love each other for the reasons we're alike, you know?
Yeah.
But it's kind of, I give them toys and then I kind of lord over other things, if that makes sense. Now that they're kind of older, they understand right. the tricks. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to give you this when you get here, but if you want pizza, don't be a little ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That should be attached to getting pizza anyways. You shouldn't be allowed to get pizza if you're a little ass, because pizza is...
Truly.
Oh, it's so pure, you know?
Everybody
pizza?
Loves it.
Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it is. For me, there's a couple things that shouldn't be associated with assholes, and pizza's one of them. You shouldn't get to
What's
have
the
it.
Other, what are the other things?
Chocolate milk, Coca-Cola okay. Classic in a glass bottle.
Like, with cocaine in it?
No, not that kind. Not that old, but just like, you know, okay. a Mexican Coke.
Like 50s.
Yeah, okay. the 50s, yeah. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
A root beer
like
float.
That. Right. Oh, wow.
Somebody shouldn't get to have a root beer float if they're an asshole, don't you think?
For me, it's like Invisalign.
You shouldn't get to go through the freedom of having Invisalign braces.
Exactly.
If you're an asshole.
If you're going to get braces and you're an asshole, it should be like 1987 version of braces.
Agreed.
Should take 5 years and be insane.
Very big and daytime headgear.
You know, my orthodontist just forgot to take off my braces.
For how long?
I had them on for 7 years. They've been on for so long. Some of my teeth fused together to make one megatooth.
That's so good, though, because when you lost your retainer, did they shift? Did the megatooth shift?
Talk about Pangea. So it was whatever continent just stayed still, and the other ones moved around it. You know?
Europe.
Like
Europe.
Antarctica? Oh, okay, yeah.
Did Antarctica stay? I don't know. I took a stab at it. I trust you, Tam, more than I trust me, because a lot of times I just say the first thing that comes to my mind.
Okay, and that's where we're alike. Shots in the dark about a lot of facts.
That'd be a good name for a book, wouldn't it? Shots in the dark?
Like about a bar?
A bar? Could be like a life story.
Ooh, or like a noir romance?
Oh, yes.
Shots in the dark.
I love
that. Yes, that's a good noir film. You know what I just realized?
What's that?
Well, one, we're running a little bit low on time. We got to go soon, but also we need a mantra.
Oh, yeah, I've got one.
Okay. Okay,
go
I started
off,
to get nervous because, you know, the mantra often, I think that's what people listen to, the mantra and our guests. I think that's why they tune in. I think we are a very small part of this podcast for people.
Oh, yeah. What would you call the people who don't do their job well?
Unemployed? Yeah. No, that's not fair, because I know a lot of unemployed people who are great at their jobs. In this economy? That's a new catchphrase.
Tim, have you heard
in
that
In
this
before? Economy?
In this economy.
Do it. Use it in a thing so she gets the full experience.
Okay, Tam, imagine that... So things are opening up again a little bit, and you're sitting outside, and someone comes by, and they say, welcome. Has anyone come by yet?
Yeah, or how about this? Would anybody like to order appetizers?
And I would say, in this economy...
Oh, because of money.
Yeah.
I'm really rich. So, I mean, a lot of stuff like that just goes right over my head. But I'm loving that you shared that with me.
You know what I love about you, though, is that you don't flaunt it.
Yeah.
I mean, you do in the way that you have a Tesla and you, for some reason, wear a World Series ring. But other than that, I did not know.
I try to keep it low-key, you know. I go to Walmart. I wear flannels. I'm with the people. I don't want to lose touch.
Yeah.
You know, I see all these people. They're out of touch. Yeah. Going to space? Why are you going to space?
Because there's aliens up there.
People are here.
Yeah.
Oh, do they know them?
I don't know.
They must know those guys then if they're trying to go to space.
That does feel like a wealthy person thing. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe the wealthiest person I know is like, I've been on a spaceship. And then, but they wouldn't, they'd also be like, did you see that they're bringing back Airwolf or whatever? And I'd say, excuse me, you're burying the lead. You've met an alien.
Yeah, well, I would think Airwolf was the lead because I did love that show.
Okay. Well, maybe that's just different.
Yeah.
Is that like Teen Wolf?
Oh, God, you want to talk about Teen Wolf? We can. But no, Airwolf was about a helicopter. A pilot. The guy.
Was it?
Right? Wasn't the guy named Airwolf?
His name was Airwolf?
I think so.
I thought it was either Teen Wolf or the podcast.
Oh, Airwolf.
Earwolf.
Oh, yeah. Earwolf. We wouldn't know anything about a podcast company, to be honest.
Yeah, I think we've been banned.
We've been banned.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
We're on the no-fly list for podcast companies, I think, if there was one. If you Speaking
That's
of no-fly
kind of
list,
list,
if you could go to space, would you? Because you could afford it.
Absolutely not. I would never do that.
Thank you so much, because I... Space catastrophes is like one of my biggest fears, and I'm not even rich enough to go to space.
Yeah.
I can barely fly a plane. And honestly, I've got drunk and had some menthol cigarettes before. I don't think I'm allowed.
Oh, because your lungs?
Because I think it's like your lungs will die. Wait. You know, they told me when I did it, and I was like, I don't care. I'm drunk. Give me a cigarette. You know?
That was like you on the trampoline.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
But did you say you could barely fly a plane?
Yeah, no, I barely be in a plane.
Oh, okay, okay. Because do you have your own plane?
My father does, but not me, no.
Okay, okay, yeah.
That seems like, you know, I grew up, people said, a boat is a hole you throw money into. And I imagine a plane can't be that much different, you know?
Well, I don't know, because do you ever get on a plane? My friend Bill Arnett taught me this. When you walk on an airplane, okay, when you go into the fuselage, is that the right word?
Why are we going into where the fuel goes?
I don't know, is that what that is?
I have no idea.
Either way, when you go to board a plane, if you look up, there's like a plaque. It's like a little silver plaque or gold sometimes, and it'll tell you what year the plane was made. And a lot of these planes are still flying from the 80s and 90s.
That's why I don't
like that.
Don't look at your surroundings. It's too scary.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Now that I know it, I'll never look up. Right, Tam?
Oh, my God.
What if it said 1974? I would be like, no. Oh, excuse me. I'll walk. I will. And that's not an empty threat because I'm unemployed.
I love the way you said that with so much power. You really claimed it. I love it. Do it again.
Which part?
I'm unemployed.
I'm unemployed.
Did you see what her eyes did?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Her eyes were a little crazy. It was so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I loved that.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah, no, I don't trust
Well, you know, you gotta really lay claim to the stuff that's true. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, okay, let's see. I developed an allergy to most laundry detergents. You should just say it and own it. Because maybe you don't have a lot of other positive stuff to own. So you're like, I'm allergic to most laundry detergents.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Here's mine. Ready? When I was a child, I was stung by bees over 40 times.
Oh, my God.
Did that sound good?
It sounded great.
My sisters did that. It was their fault.
Wow.
Yeah, they were playing cops and robbers, which I don't think you're allowed to say anymore. But they were playing with sticks, so they were poking at this old... What's that?
They're canceled. Yeah, playing cops and robbers?
Defund cops and
robbers. I'm playing abolitionists.
Thank you.
And robbers. That's okay? It.
Thank you. So they were poking at like a tree stump with sticks. And I was in diapers. I was real little. And all of a sudden, swarm of bees, I mean black rain, came flying out of that stump. And sisters and my cousins, Mikey and Mark, left me there. They took off running. And my mom came running down the stairs, which is a sight in and of itself, thinking of my mom running.
Sure.
She came running down the front steps. She grabbed me, runs away. There were bees coming out of my nose, my mouth. They were coming out of my diaper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got stung a bunch.
That's like that movie.
Oh, my.
Halloween.
Yeah, the one with Halloween? Oh, I thought you were talking about the one with the sad one. Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah. The funeral. Dan Aykroyd's in that, isn't he?
Oh, Ghostbusters.
Is Dan Aykroyd in that?
Oh, Ghostbusters. Is he still alive?
Remember in Ghostbusters when he gets filleted by a ghost?
You know, that was the scene I did not care for. And I was like, well, this is happening, and why is this happening, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, a bunch of dudes wrote this, I
guess. Sometimes that just pops in my head where I'm like, what in the world were you thinking, Dan Aykroyd? But he is a little cuckoo.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, this is a very sex-positive podcast, but I gotta tell you, if I pass into the other realm when I pass away, and there's just a strange man and I'm haunting a fire station or whatever, my first thing wouldn't be, I gotta get back to BJ's.
Yeah.
It'd be like, I'm finally free.
Yeah, wouldn't you feel like you were free of them?
Honestly. Now,
I also feel like...
It's fine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hand jobs are good as a ghost?
I hate them. That's where we differ.
Yeah.
I think they're a waste of time. Do it yourself.
I think my hand's stronger than my mouth.
Words to live by.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The hand is faster than the eye, and the hand is stronger than the mouth, is what we always say.
Yeah.
I think I just saw a real cute partner walk by.
Partner is here. They give the peace sign, they say peace.
Okay.
I love that.
Say peace and hello.
Tell them Pat and Meg said hello, and we love them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Pat and Meg say hi.
Aww.
Okay, they said, aw.
I love that.
Yeah. If you are, coincidentally, if anybody's looking for a fantastic illustrator, your partner, mm-hmm. The best.
Al Shapiro.
Al Shapiro.
Yeah. Oh,
we should plug that in the... we will. We'll find a way to do it.
Yeah,
we always
plug
do.
It right now. Yeah. Al Shapiro.
Oh, there you go.
At
we just did it.
Al Shapiro, right?
At I think their handle might be Ali Shapiro, at Ali Shapiro across all platforms.
If you need
but Al Shapiro.
Beautiful, beautiful artwork, I'm telling you.
I do, because you know what all that I have? The only artwork I have is I've got a bunch of Garfield stuff that came with the apartment.
Like lasagna? Came with your apartment?
Yeah, it was up when it... When I moved in.
It says I Hate Mondays real big on one wall.
Yeah.
Like a mural?
Yeah.
Like that's that's like painted? Wow.
Yeah, and then
that's
right above
commitment.
A bed is a big normal.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's both turned on and turned off people I've brought home where some people are like, oh, normal. I feel a kinship to you. And other people ask me, well, they don't ask me. They just look at me with wide eyes thinking, oh, I've accidentally gone home with someone who doesn't have all the faculties.
Yeah.
Oh, and I you know, I have some paintings that do that as well.
Yeah?
You know?
Oh,
yeah, my partner and I have a painting we got from some friends. They are half dog, half human.
Mm.
And I am half dog, half cat.
Oh, and it's a sexy painting?
Oh, it's very erotic.
I love, you know, that's her catchphrase is in this economy, and mine is, this is erotica. And I'll say that about yours. This is erotica. But you know what I want to, oh my God, we're getting to see it. Holy cow. Holy cow.
Yeah, you thought I was joking, but I'm not joking.
That's beautiful.
I'll have to give you a tour of it later, but
yeah,
it's real.
Speaking of things that are real, unfortunately, our time is running out. But we have a mantra that we're going to do. And I want you to know this, Tammy. You are welcome on this podcast whenever you want. This has been a full hoot and a full holla.
It's been a hoot and it's been a nanny for me. You know what I mean?
Hoot nanny.
I love
that. Oh, my God.
I
love
that. That is so true.
That's erotica. All right, go ahead. What's the mantra?
All right, the mantra for this week's podcast
Written
by Carol Doyle is, you're a work of art to your aunt and not the kind you can't understand. That is topical. We were just talking about.
Wow.
Or we just saw that painting where half of you was like Skimbleshanks, the cat, and then the other half was a little Teen Wolf. That was a little Teen Wolf vibes, too.
Yeah. Well, I hope that resonates with you, you know, you and your partner,
it
Tim, because this is about art. You're a work of art to your aunt, and not the kind you can't understand.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's,
for me, the kind of art I can't understand is any kind of, what's that guy's name? David Lynch movie.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I would never watch one.
Yeah, Mulholland Drive, everybody was like, oh, that was like a sexual awakening for me. And I was like, maybe it would have been. Naomi Watts is beautiful, but I couldn't understand a goddamn thing was happening in the movie, so I couldn't be awakened sexually.
Mm.
You know?
Interesting. For me, it was Mr. Holland's Opus, but...
Because you love Dreyfus? Richard Dreyfus?
Oh, I thought you meant Julia Louise, and I was like, well, yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, she's a good one.
But...
we love you so much, Tam. We're so
I love you both to pieces. You're
so,
angels.
You're an
in the
angel.
Outfield.
We're so
honestly,
God, you're an angel in the outfield, and I was an angel in the middle infield.
You were angels in the outfield. I thank the moon every day for going to that softball game. Honest.
Oh my God, Twilight.
So thank you.
Absolutely.
I love you. I love you, Pat. I love you, Tam.
I love you, Tam, and I love you, Mags.
Oh, I love you, Mags and Pat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Those Who Ant. Thank you for listening to Those Who Ant, a BB Makers podcast starring Colleen Doyle as Rant Pat and Dana Curcioli as Ranty Mags. If you liked this podcast, feel free to subscribe, rate, and review us. Aunt Tammy is the magnificent Allison Reese Shapiro. Allison is a comedian, writer, and recent NYC transplant from Chicago, where she wrote for and toured with The Second City and created Matt Damon Improv. You can check out her character videos and truly wild Kamala Harris impression on Twitter at Reese_Shapiro. Our theme song was performed by The Q's, and you can follow them at The Q's Music on Instagram. Follow Those Who Ants on Instagram and Twitter, and if you have any questions for the ants, email us at thosewhoants@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and call your goddamn ants.